Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, Bears Nation? Can't wait to come get to work, get to that quarterback. Bear down.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Yes, indeed, we are delighted to welcome in Lance Leipold, the head football coach of Kansas, and he is the coach of the voice you just heard. The man that the Bears jump back into the draft for, Austin Booker. And, Coach, good morning. Thanks for jumping on with us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. It's great to be with you. Hope you're doing well also.
Oh, we're doing great. And I got to tell you, I mean, this is just a weird one, but my brother and I always go over the draft. We always talk about different players. He had identified Booker as the guy the Bears needed to get out of the draft. And when they jumped back in to get Austin Booker, he was delighted. You know, sometimes you do that goofy stuff among families.
Yep.
I got to tell you, the guy was thrilled. What can you tell us about this player? He is he's a guy that is really exciting because he's a young guy, but he flashes some great skill.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, Austin Booker, first of all, is just scratching the surface of his abilities. Hasn't played a lot. And, you know, and with that being said, you know, his best football is definitely ahead of him. And, you know, he transferred to us after being at the University of Minnesota. We had taken a transfer defensive end and edge player from Miami of Ohio the year before, Lonnie Phelps. And Lonnie declared early as well and as on the practice squad for the Browns. So we needed some help. And you know, really around this time last year, we really didn't know what we had. He had just completed spring ball. He's kind of a quiet, reserved guy that was just picking up things. And really, he kind of burst on the scene. Probably one of his best games was against University of Illinois on a Friday night on ESPN. And he started to build confidence from there. He's got great length, bends extremely well around the corner and does some things that you know, he's kind of sneaky on how he does it. And he shows up making plays when you need him. And I think Bears fans are really going to enjoy watching him play.
Coach, it's a pleasure talking with you. You've done a great job at Kansas as you did at Buffalo. And you look at Austin Booker, 6'4 and a half, 240, with all kinds of athleticism, all kinds of potential. And you wonder, there was some suggestion that if had he stayed in school, he would have been a first-round type of player next year. Why didn't he stay in school? Today, in the NIL era, you see guys who can make some money by staying in school. What was the biggest reason he came out?
Well, you know, guys, that's right. And we felt that, you know, and as coaches, we're you know, you're kind of viewed as the opposition in some of that, unfortunately, when you're trying to talk to a young man who's played 13 college games to stick around and polish his game. But, you know, there's the factor of the risk of injury and other things. He felt, you know, he's close enough to his degree and all that he can finish that up. And he made it very clear, but you know, shortly after the regular season, that he was going to pursue this, and we had heard that, and obviously, today, student athlete has opportunities to get information faster, hire an agent, get resources, and he had gotten the feeling that you know, it was going to be in his best interest. You know, he got into the Senior Bowl and he showed some flashes, but as we know, on draft day, The last time I saw Book was at our spring, our final spring showcase scrimmage that we opened to the public, and he had, he had been hearing, top two, three rounds was a good possibility, and unfortunately it didn't work out that way. But good for the Bears organization that they're going to get him. But yeah, we thought he could be that type of guy if he stayed another year. But you can't sit there and look in the rearview mirror much longer.
You know, it's funny just looking at him. You know, the height, the length is there. But I think he showed up at the combine or at the Senior Bowl at 240 pounds. When a guy has that kind of frame, you figure they can put more weight on. What is it? As you mentioned his ability to bend. You mentioned they kept showing this. The Packers drafted Jordan Morgan, the tackle. And they showed him like throwing him to the ground at a quarterback's feet. So all the Bear fans are fired up. But what is it? How do you get guys to build? It depends on someone's metabolism, et cetera. How do you get guys to put on weight in the way that they'll need to in the NFL?
Yeah. First of all, guys, I'll add this. When I saw him that last time, I could tell a definite difference already from the previous time I saw him in early January or late January. In that time, that upper body was thicker, more developed. So again, it's changed a lot, especially at this level with nutrition and education. But it's kind of like your parents. Sometimes you don't always listen to your parents, but you listen to somebody else, and when they get into the training and they get around other people and when they're around grown men each and every day, and they get some, maybe a good mentor in this of really becoming a professional. We talk about it often, eat for performance, not for taste. And all of a sudden that you start changing some things that's prepared for you and doing those things, and you see the benefits. And I'm sure Austin will be one of those guys.
Talking with Kansas coach Lance Leipold here on The Score, the Mullin Haw Show, about Austin Booker, the Bears' fifth-round draft pick. So, Coach, the Bears run a 4-3. As you know, he's going to have his hand in the dirt, as they say. Is that the best use of his talent? Is he going to be more comfortable in a 4-3 than maybe a 3-4, because he's got the body type, he could probably do anything that you ask him to do. But what do you think about the fit?
Yeah, I do, guys. I think he's more of a 4-3. He has that part. He wants to get to the quarterback. We dropped him a few times and things, but we're a four-man front here in base. Sometimes the guy's going to stand up in that stance based on certain formations, but he was a 4-3 guy for us here. It's one of the reasons why he came here. And I think that's his fit. I think the scheme that we run and have been running really since we were at Wisconsin Whitewater defensive end has been our most productive position that translated into NFL opportunities. We had a young man that was with the Bears a few years back. We were not there for Khalil Mack, but I know his brother was on the practice squad. Charles Harris was a guy out of Detroit that played for us at Buffalo, had a cup of coffee there. Malcolm Kuntz was a third round pick, was probably the one I'd compare Austin to a little bit. He played for us at Buffalo. He's getting a good opportunity there with the Raiders. And much like Austin, he was a guy whose best football was ahead of him. And he was a third round pick. I think Austin's a little bit longer, has longer arms, but we'll have that same type of capability. So for them to draft, to go get him, I think they were spot on. One of the scouts for the Bears, John City, played at Buffalo, grew up in the same subdivision I lived in there. And John's done an excellent job for the Bears, I know, coming through to any of the programs that we've been a part of. And like he said, when I sent him a text about drafting him, he said, Coach, we know exactly what we're getting when we get a guy from Kansas. And I think that means a lot for both ends.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, you know, it's funny, Coach. David and I are old sports writers, and we spent years covering the Bears, and we both got to know Chris Ballard, who was a scout at the time with the Bears before going to Kansas City, and now obviously he's the general manager at Indy, and his son plays for you, right? He's got a son who's a backup quarterback. His son Cole is a backup quarterback at Kansas, and I got to tell you that speaks volumes that Chris would send his son to you. It speaks volumes about the respect he must have for you as a coach.
Well, first of all, I appreciate that. And, you know, Chris's son, Cole, came to us as a walk-on. He's now on scholarship. He actually he started against our rival K-State, you know, in a big game. He played a lot against Texas Tech as well due to some injuries. And Cole has if you know Chris, you know the competitive nature of Chris. And, you know, Cole has that and a great ability. You know, Chris and I go back over 30 years when I was a graduate assistant at Wisconsin under Barry Alvarez. You know, Chris's career had been cut short and he became a student assistant. And we became friends when he went to Texas A&M Kingsville. I was at Nebraska Omaha. We were D2 guys. And we've always kind of stayed in touch. But so we knew the intangibles of recruiting Cole, but also I guess, you know, again, the foundations of what a program is. I think, you know, Chris knew what we're about. And I think, you know, in his time in Kansas City, you know, was, you know, living in Overland Park, he had familiarity with Lawrence. And I think we found a heck of a match on both ends.
And Coach, speaking of connections to the Bears organization, don't you also have a walk-on quarterback who is the son of the Bears' new public relations executive, Ted Cruz?
Yeah, Ted. You know, Ted kind of. I was one of the first ones to text me that the Bears were going to take. We're going to take Book and you know Ted's son TJ is a walk-on quarterback as well. So we've got a lot of connections in our quarterback room, and it's been neat. And so again, another guy with this area, and it's nice because when the guys are in it in this profession, You know, they know the hours, they know what can happen behind the scenes. And when they entrust their sons to be part of our program, it means a lot. And hopefully pays off for everyone in our program, as well as we get to learn a lot about the insides as well, about the reality of NFL and what it's going to take to make it.
Coach, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate all that you offered us this morning.
Go Kansas.
All right. Yeah, no problem, guys, and appreciate it. Let's do it again sometime. Rock chalk.
Thanks, Coach.
Rock chalk Jayhawk. That is Lance Leipold.
That's pretty cool.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.